I got involved with Iditarod basically in 2011 when I moved to Sweden from Italy and I started working for Mats Pettersson. And Mats Pettersson had this idea of one day doing Iditarod, and it really happened in 2014. And after that, he has done it for 6 years in a row while I was working for him. And when I was here helping him out, you know, for the start of the Iditarod, preparing everything and flying to Nome, that made me think like, oh, you know what? I might give this a try and I'll do it myself. I'm here today and involved with Iditarod because it's basically an instinct. When I started working with dogs, it was love at first sight. It went really quick. So, and I never thought I would one day not even race. And then all of a sudden I find myself starting to race and coming over to Alaska. And when I was here and I saw all the atmosphere, seen all the people and what Iditarod is all about and what's behind it, it was just too cool. It's something so big, you know, you just have to do it. I don't know why. I mean, I never thought in my life I would have been able to do it, but yep, here I am. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was basically the second when I crossed the finish line of the Kobach 440. And a huge feeling of relief when I was finally qualified, because I've been putting all my money, time and effort into it. And if I didn't finish that race, it would have maybe, you know, taken 3-4 more years or at least one more season. And when I crossed that finish line, oh, I said, okay, now it's time to get serious and do it. What I know for sure in life is that when you have a goal, everything else doesn't matter. And I found that out when I started focusing on Iditarod. I really didn't care about anything else, and it made me just, you know, get over so much difficult stuff. You just have, okay, whatever happens, I got that in mind, that's what I'm gonna focus on, forget about all the rest is just not important.